You're listening to the On Duty Podcast with Police Chief Herbert Blake.
The On Duty Podcast is a community outreach effort to offer crime prevention tips and to talk about issues of interest in our community. Thank you for a few minutes of your time. Police officers are more at risk of dying from suicides than being killed in the line of duty. More police officers died from suicides than line of duty deaths in 2019. And officers committing suicides have increased in the past 4 years. This is according to the latest data from Blue Help, a mental health advocacy group for police officers and their families. 228 law enforcement officers died by suicides in 2019, compared to 135 killed in the line of duty. In 2018, the line of duty deaths for police officers decreased by 20%, while police officer suicides increased by 35%. Data from Blue Help also reports that the state of New York had the highest number of police officer suicides with 27, followed by California with 23. Law enforcement officers respond to and witness some of the most disturbing events in our communities. Car crashes, homicides, child abuse, and domestic violence are routine calls as a part of this job. Other negative events like instant criticism, now available through social media, adds even more stress to an already stressful job. The suicide rate for police officers is 4 times higher than the rate for firefighters. And compared to the general public, law enforcement reports much higher rates of depression, post-traumatic stress disorder, burnout, and other anxiety-related mental health disorders. Several outstanding organizations are working to prevent suicides, but Blue Help is the only organization in the country collecting data on police officer suicides and supporting police families in the aftermath. Blue Help aims to reduce mental health stigma through education, to advocate for benefits for those suffering from post-traumatic stress, to acknowledge the service and the sacrifice of officers lost to suicides, and to bring awareness to suicide and other mental health issues affecting law enforcement. Since Blue Help began collecting data, more police officers have died by suicides than all types of line-of-duty deaths combined, and in 2019, 39 states had at least one police officer commit suicide. In addition to Blue Help, the Department of Justice has announced that they will begin collecting data on police officer suicides. DOJ will provide grants to state and local law enforcement agencies to help improve mental health services, to train to reduce the stigma of officers asking for help, and to create programs to address being exposed to the stress that often comes with police work. The report from Blue Help that 228 law enforcement officers committed suicides in 2019 included 34 officers who were retired. Studies have shown that people who base the majority of their social status on work can experience a devastating loss of personal value when the social network goes away. Once important, dependable public servants, some start to see themselves without a purpose, become despondent, and might resort to suicide once their careers are over. According to the Center for Disease and Control, suicide was the 10th leading cause of death among all people in 2018, with the rate of suicides increasing by 1.4%. During the same period, law enforcement suicides increased by more than 30%. This is why law enforcement officers would be wise to see a therapist at least once a year for therapeutic help, to address their mental health wellness, and to address suicide prevention in the same way many employees get an annual physical. Approximately 1 in 4 police officers have had thoughts of suicide at some point in their careers. If you're worried about a police officer possibly committing suicide, the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, at 1-800-273-TALK. That's 1-800-273-TALK. Police officers are now more at risk to die from suicides than dying in the line of duty. That is it for this episode of the On Duty Podcast. I'm Police Chief Herbert Blake. For updates and for more information about this podcast, visit our website, find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and download the HPD mobile app.